Diary. Unfair Dealings in Book Circulation. Circa 1908. While I was at Burrow Valley with Mary White, Willie's wife, who was an invalid, Brother Jones visited me and set before me that if I would reduce my income on my large books from 20 cents a copy to 10 cents, they would pledge themselves to give to my books the very first attention and put their best workers on my books. I was heavily in debt in the preparation of these books. I was so urged about how many more they would sell, I finally consented. Then Bible readings was thrust in without regard to the promise made me, and the publishing houses dropped the sale of my books. And, what is more, the managing was such that the book Bible readings should have the right of way, and the ones handling books were charged to handle only Bible readings, and thus they did. Many were not satisfied. They were calling for the books. But some said they were doing good work and making successful selling with great controversy and patriarchs and prophets. Nevertheless, that charge was given to all our camp meetings. They were not to handle any books except the one Bible readings. And Brother Jones, who made that promise himself, did not keep his word. Neither did they release me from the promise I had made. I was in debt for the printing of these books, and when I was encouraged to pledge $1,000 for the sanitarium in Chicago, I was assured I should have that made up to me. My leading out brought in a large sum in donations, but there stood my debt at 7% interest for years. They have never corrected that wrong move done me, and that I should have had for years to pay interest on $3,000 is not a right thing to do. Such movements are not religious. Call it what name you may, it is never correct. But the strange part of the matter was that that reduced price has ever stood for my large books for the many years since. When the office was burned, we took over some things which involved me in debt largely, so that my interest yearly since the fire has been paid on $30,000 debt. I talked to Captain Eldridge and Frank Belden, who were standing then at the head of the office, but not one word of encouragement came to me. Recently, just as years ago, light was given me that I should have justice, strict justice, on my books. That the revenue coming to me should have come ever since the contract was made null and void by their setting entirely aside, as far as possible, the handling of my books. I have been instructed that it was a mistake for them to even ask me to receive so low a price on my books, and that the very loss in consequence of that mishandling was my just due, and that the conference had better handle the matter of this unfair dealing, because it was an unrighteous, unfair transaction. I was instructed that if the books had been widely circulated, the light would have come to the people and a different showing would be revealed. Elder W. F. Craft's bill of papers were largely circulated at the time, while the very books which were being held back would, if circulated, have counterworked the Sunday law to be observed, and then they're reporting so large a number of names in favor of it. I was instructed to get these books in circulation as soon as possible. I worked with all the powers of my being to get the books prepared, but the men in the Review and Herald and Signs offices blended together as one to form a veto on the books for sale, except the Bible readings. Now, when I had hired money to help a very little in the purchasing of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, and then they stated they did not want it, but finally gave terms what they would do, the instructions given me from the highest source was, "You have suffered enough in this kind of dealing. I must not do this, for the people who had worked with me would not feel that justice was done me or them by passing over the property to other parties at a large reduction." Then were matters opened before me distinctly that the books I had written while laboring to establish the work in Australia and in Europe were not to be discounted to the meager sum I have received. I was not amenable to those officers and parties that handled my books. The Lord gave me the truth in clear lines to give to His flock who needed the very instruction they contained.